Hello Zimbabwe and welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Thabo Kancube. Today we are looking at the new law that increased the age of sexual consent from 16 to 18 years using the temporary presidential powers. But first, let's look at what's happening elsewhere. Former President Donald Trump is the resounding winner of the 2024 Iowa Republican Caucus, finishing with more than 50% of the overall vote. As VOA's Kane Farabam reports from Des Moines, dangerously cold weather that descended on Iowa ahead of the caucus impacted turnout, with overall participation down this year after reaching record highs in 2016.
Extreme freezing temperatures didn't deter Sarka Moore from attending one of former President Donald Trump's final 2024 Iowa caucus campaign events. It also didn't dampen her plans to show up in person to support him on caucus night.
I'm excited, very excited. This is my first time.
Moore, an immigrant from the Czech Republic, spent time researching the caucus process as a first-time participant, motivated to support Trump.
I love his policy. Everything was great under Trump's administration. No wars. Economy was great. And there wasn't like open border.
We want to thank the great people of Iowa. Thank you. We love you all.
Trump's campaign resonated with Iowans, who braved the cold and ice across the state to deliver him a win with one of the largest margins of any Republican candidate in the contest's history.
You know, I would say this is a pretty good turnout.
Jan Good cast her vote at a caucus site inside a high school gymnasium in the Des Moines suburb of Ankeny.
And I think the people that were absolutely determined were going to be here. I do know of some folks that were older, and they chose not to get out. It was slippery coming in.
Good's vote went for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who won the overall count at her specific caucus site.
DeSantis, 63.
We're caucusing for what we believe in, and I think that DeSantis is what I believe in, and I still appreciate Trump. I appreciate what he did. I appreciate how he got it done. I appreciate who he was at the time. Unfortunately, rightly or wrongly, chaos follows him.
DeSantis edged former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley to take second place in Iowa. Businessman Vivek Ramaswamy, who finished fourth, bowed out of the race and endorsed Trump. Among those who finished at the bottom of the results is former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, who didn't hold back his criticism of Trump on the campaign trail.
People don't like hard truth. And if they have an opinion on something and someone speaks against that opinion, they don't think as much of you. And so your negatives go up a little bit, but I also have confidence that I've spoken in the right way. I've spoken as a gentleman. I've spoken what I believe. And that, in the end, is what is important.
Both Democrats and Republicans typically participate in the Iowa caucuses, but this year Democrats turned to mail-in ballots for their presidential preference, with incumbent President Joe Biden expected to win that final tally. Democrats are focusing on the South Carolina primary in February as their first major election event, amid criticism that Iowa and New Hampshire aren't diverse or big enough to play a prominent role early in the nomination process, something Iowa's former Republican Governor Terry Branstad disagrees with.
The system that we have, the Iowa caucuses followed by the New Hampshire primary, means that real people in the caucus state of Iowa, in the primary state of New Hampshire, have an important say in choosing who the leader of this country is going to be.
The campaign for the Republican nomination now shifts to New Hampshire, a state which looks to have better weather and perhaps turnout than Iowa, as it hosts the first in the nation primary election January 23rd. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Des Moines, Iowa.
The UN's Children's Fund has commended Zimbabwe for setting the age of consent at 18 years according to the new law. If anyone has sexual relations with a child under the age of 18, he faces up to 10 years in jail. Columbus Mavunga has the report.
In a statutory instrument, President Emmerson Mnangagwa raised the age of consent from 16 to 18 years. Violators could spend 10 years in jail for breaking the new law. UNICEF Zimbabwe country's representative, Dr. Tajudin Oyewale, said the new law is very welcome.
This legislation has come to complement the amendment to the Marriages Act that prohibits the marriage of anyone less than the age of 18. We as UNICEF see these two legislation as critical legal instruments that will come towards ensuring that our children, especially the adolescent girl, are safe and protected. Together with the government, partners, donors, parents and community, our resolution towards ensuring a safe environment for our children is absolute, and we appreciate the opportunity that we have with this improvement in the legislative environment.
Ekenia Chifamba is the director of Shamwari Imwanasikana, a girls' rights group in Zimbabwe. She hopes the new law will now deter pedophiles from their misdemeanors.
We were disgruntled in instances where we would see perpetrators being given penalties that were not favorable, where we would see some of them even being given community service, whilst the girls would have to deal with the key issues that mattered, which included their health. Others would go for backyard abortions, issues of their mental health, the burden of taking care of their young ones, whilst they also need parental support.
Some girls had to drop out of school after becoming pregnant, as most learning institutions in Zimbabwe do not accept expecting mothers as students. Kulamas Mavungam, VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
Please stay tuned as we take a brief break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Today, we are looking at the new law that increased the age of sexual consent from 16 to 18 years that was put in place by Zimbabwean leader President Emmerson Mnangagwa using his temporary presidential powers. To discuss this issue, we are joined on the phone by Metembe Songo, the communications officer for Southwestern Region Gender Network, and Pastor Chris Ndlovu. Welcome to Live Talk.
Hello, Siyabonga.
Thank you. I'll start with you, Metembe. The law is now there. What's your reaction as people who protect the girl child and also protect child rights when it comes to marriages?
Thank you so much. Thank you for being part of the discussion today. Yes, my name is Metembe Songo from Southwestern Region Gender Network. Mainly our work is promoting gender equality and women empowerment. So we envision a just society, an inclusive, equal community where everyone enjoys their human rights. Back to your question, I think for us, as a network that is promoting gender equality and the rights of women and girls, it's a welcome development. I think it is a positive development. We note that in the past there have been that gap between the age of as well as white groups. Child. So I think the realignment of the laws to the Constitution will close that gap for adults who have been exploited to abuse adolescent girls. So to us, this is a positive development.
Thank you. Sibuyekini Mfundisi Ndlovu, umthetho lo lina liwubona njani njengabantu bebandla?
Salibonani balaleli be-Studio 7, ngiyabonga kakhulu. Umthetho lo njengabantu bebandla, kithi thina sikhangele umthetho lo njalo sikhangele lemisho leBhayibhile. Umthetho omuhle kakhulu ozasikhuthaza ukuthi siphile impilo yokuzibamba, singasebenzisi abantwana ngendlela engayisiyo esithi abuse, njalo masithithi singasebenzisi abantwana ngendlela engayisiyo atsho ukuthi sinika umntwana omncane isikhathi sokuthi ahlele impilo yakhe, isikhathi sokuthi afunde, isikhathi sokuthi iy'ngondo zakhe zikhule ziphelele, and athathe isikhathi sokuzicabangela azihlelele eyakhe impilo. That law loba kithi thina amaKristu kuphuzile ukubuya, kodwa ngoba sifa umthetho lowo sifatiwe kithi muhle kakhulu. However, kulezinto njengabantu aba uNkulunkulu, ngoba uNkulunkulu yinto egcwalisiswa ngezinto eziningi esifanele ukuthi nga umphakathi uyayilungisisa izinto zonezo yizo ezenza ukuthi umthetho abantu bakwanise ukuwugcina. For example, mina lapha engikhona eFlabusi kulamamayini kulamakorokoza, uzabona kuyikuthi abantwana abancane bonabo abantwana abesifazana kwesinye isikhathi yibo abazinikela ebantwini abayabe belemali ukuthi basebenzise ngendlela engayisiyo. Okutsho ukuthi khona lokho okuyabe kubangela ukuthi bazinikele ebantwini abantu abasebenzise ngendlela engayisiyo yini? Yibuyanga, yindlala. So izinto lezi ezemithetho lezi zidinga sometimes ukuthi zincediswe ngeminye imigoqo eyenza ukuthi umphakathi afike esikhathini sokuthi engazibambi. Kuyabe kulezinto ezithile phakathi kwethu ku-community ezingalungisiswa ngakuhle. Okwesibili okunye engikubonayo, asithathe umzekeliso walapha engikhona mina eMaxau, kulabantwana abancane abaningi abalama-16 years abasala bebodwa, abazali behambe bayasebenza kwamanye ama, lokho kubangela ukuthi umntwana abe lusi kungelamzali ozamkhuza, asale yena enguye ondani o-invite-a amadoda ukuthi bangene engutheni naye, kodwa nga abazali bazibe khona bemkhuza. Those things were not going to happen. So loba umthetho usukhona, kodwa thina njengabantu bakaNkulunkulu sisabona ukuthi kulamagebhu athize afanele ukuthi alungisiswe ukuze abantu bengangeni esilingweni. Singathi njalo ngokweBhayibhile, ngoba lezi zinto thina sibona ngani because they are tempted with the various issues empilweni. Ngiyabonga.
Siyabonga mfundisi Ndlovu. Coming back to you, Metembe, you heard the pastor there saying some of the challenges come from the girls who actually go out looking for these men because of hunger and all those issues. We also shared this topic on our Facebook page, and some of our followers had this to say. One of them, Ataura Nishona Arkuti, Dambutiko Ririko, Wongu Mtemo Ungavapo Asi, Rimuramata Mbutiko Rinounzo, Anewas Kanava Nova Ivo, Vanenge Vachi Tsakakuti, Vawane Mari Yekushirara Misa. What's your take looking at all these challenges? What more do you think needs to be done in terms of helping this law to be able to work in Zimbabwe, so that we don't see the situation where girls continue being married off at a young age and some engaging at a young age? What do you think needs to be done?
Ngiyabonga kakhulu mfowethu Jaboka. Ngiyavumelana kakhulu losokuphakanyiswe ngumfundisi lapho ukuthi kulama challenges lama-gap. I think kakhulu okumele kuqakathekise indaba ye-enforcement. Inasmuch as umthetho ukhona, but it is also important ukuthi to ensure enforcement. And also I think like ephakamisile ukuthi kulama push factors ayiwa yenza ukuthi i-gender based violence, i-abuse of young girls and children imemetheke kumbe iqhubeke. Maybe part of indlela zokuthi i-address ama-challenges lawa akhona yukuthi sathi from family level sambe sikuxhasisana ngendaba yokuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi sibe nama-community that are free from exploitation. Obviously, those men are vumelana nami mfowethu ukuthi ngiyabasebenza under the carpet. Ngiyakholwa futhi ukuthi iabuse emeni zisenzakala kuma communities ethu. Sekulomthetho okuzathintsha ukuthi attitude yethu njengefamily, njengecommunity izathintsha. Sifanele sisebenza ndawonye ukulwisana nendaba ye-abuse. Njalo okunye futhi ngiyacabanga ukuthi uhulumende wethu esebenzisana nenhlanganiso ezijiyeneyo kumele si-make sure ukuthi kuba lama safety nets kumbe support empowerment ekhangela kakhulu girl child kumbe ekhangela kakhulu all the vulnerable groups in society okubalisela nabantwana. Ukufundiswa kanye lama-social capital azabancedisa ukuthi bangabi vulnerable kumbe bangazinikeli to ama-abusive situations. Ngibona ngani ngokunye okungasincedisa to address ama-challenges lawa akhona ukuthi let us bring everything to the spotlight, kungafihlwa izinto lezi zikhulunywe zibe segcekeni ukwenzela ukuthi umthetho ukwanisa ukuthi uphakanyise. Okunye njalo, we need to work together. So sisuke ku-family level sisebenze ndawonye njengama communities, sibalisela njengebandla likhona i-church ile role enkulu eyiplayayo. Sibalisela ama-clubs, ama-burial society, sibalisela ama-residents. Wonke umuntu has to come together to ensure ukuthi there is enforcement yomthetho, sisebenzisana ndawonye nabasiphathela umthetho wethu. Ngingatsho ngamafitshane nje khonapho ukungezelela newethu.
Ngiyabonga Metembe. Yes, Mthereri ari kuBotswana. Mapinda Muchirongwa, tiri kutarisa nyaya yemtemo uri kudzivirira vana vadiki. Muri kutifonera munogona kutiudza zita renyu. Hello, Mapinda Muchirongwa. Hello. Hello, Mapina Mishirongwa. Hello, Mapina Mishirongwa. Ameno chiri kuitika ne mafoni edo hapo. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Mapinda Muchirongwa, tiri kutarisa nyaya yekudzivirirwa kwevana vadiki apo patiri kuona pachinjwa mutemo. Munozviona seizvi?
Nyaya iyoyo ndinoona yakanaka zvekuti zvekuti vana vazhinji vari kumbuyikidzwa kodzero, saka mutemo yavo ye-18 years ndiona zviri zvinhu zvakanaka zvisingaiti.
Aiwa, tinotenda mukoma. Tiri kukunzai, tinotenda, enderai mberi.
Ndikati zvakafanana nesemakereke akaita sana sekwana Marange, ndiko kunofarwa kunzi mutemo yawo ushande chaizvo chaizvo kunyanya futi ikoko.
Aiwa,
nekuti mwana anenge ane makore 15-13 wanhau kugara nemurume hapana chati chazikamwa kuti aende kuchikoro aende kuchikoro. Zvinhu zvacho ndoona sekuti mutemo wakanaka zvisingaiti.
Tinotenda mukoma, tine tarisiro yekuti uchange uchitevedzerwa. Coming back to you, Pastor Ndlovu, you heard the caller there saying olunye udubo luvela emavandleni. Kulomunye njalo osiphe umbi wakhe uNorest Adzikiti othi ini andione kushanda kwawo ezilongu munyika medu tichine ungano inozivikanwa nekuti Johani Marange, uko kuri kuroriwa pwere zviri pachena kwete kufungidzira. Lina njengamabandla lingabanye abetheswa umlando wokuthi hayi kulamanye amabandla ezokholo aphazamisayo laphana, lina likuthatha njani lokho?
Amabandla anenhlanganiso zawo lapha abahlangana khona befundisana. Take for example ama-evangelical churches lama-pentecostal kulenhlanganiso ethiwa i-EMZ, ama-mainline churches ama-church abeyakudala lama-missionary balenhlanganiso yabo ethiwa i-ZCC, then ama-apostoli futhi lama-Zayone balenhlanganiso yabo ethiwa i-Intercessor. La esihlangana khona ngoba miningi imihlangano esiyenzayo ikholwa ukuthi sesihambe ibanga elikhulu lokufundisana sivumelana sisonke nalawo mabandla ayendisa abantwana besebancane. Sesihambe ibanga elikhulu sivumelana sifundisana ukuthi abantwana abancane kabathatha abamelele bamature first. But then, into ehluphayo ngento zenkolonkolo lezidaboka ukuthi yinto esenhlizweni yomuntu, yinto umuntu azikhethela yona. Kodwa nje siyazama and there has been quite a lot of progress and a lot of improvement. Ngoba kudala sibaqalisa kunate ngiyifundiso kwesikhatshana yabona sengidalisa iminyaka engamashumi amathathu ngiyifundise babe ngabuya amadoda lapha emhlanganeni lapho esihlangana khona. But nxa ungabuza lolo ukho partner wami kathesi ngakutshela ukuthi baba nama-workshop amaningi la ama-church aziletha khona, njalo mina iam satisfied ukuthi kule progress ethize, but kuzathatha isikhathi ukuba kutshintshe ingqondo nama-doctrine awezisonto. Kodwa uma sikhuluma njengabantu bamabandla, we have always condemned that practice ukuthi gayela kuNkulunkulu. Njalo ke sesekhonapho ungakangidadela isikhathi, siyathaba kakhulu ukuthi lo mthetho uzosincedisa ukuthi sigcine ubungcwele, sigcine ukulunga, sigcine uthando. Because if you marry somebody who is young, you are not fulfilling that law which says love your neighbor as you love yourself. So umthetho lo uzabe ulokhu usikhumbuza lokhu okuthiwo ilizwi likaNkulunkulu.
Siyabonga laphana baba Ndlovu. Silomunye osecingweni. Alo, lingenile kuhlelo. Alo, ngenani kuhlelo. Hello.
Hello, Magadiba.
Tino Farah Magadiba. Ah, Tino Farah. Mapinda muchirongwa chikukurukura nezvenyaya yemutemo uruku dzivirira vana vechidiki murikuona ose. Hello? It seems Solomon. Mkoma Solomon Solomon. Aiwa, tino tenda mkoma Solomoni neku pinda mchirongwa. Coming back to you, Metembe, looking at all these issues, most of the times we tend to focus on the girl child, and forget the boy child. What's your take on this, and what do you think should be done to promote also the protection of the boy child?
Thank you so much. Like I said, China, we are a gender network. And usually, when we look at the gender, there is a perspective that it is a women issue, but each gender considers everyone, men, women, boys, and girls. If we have the embuzo wakho, I think it's a embuzo omuhle kakhulu. Ukuthi wasiza addressa izinto that has to do with ama norm, ama values, ama indlela abantu abakhuliswe ngayo, basocialize ngayo. It has to be a collective effort lapho wonke umuntu oqakathekileyo. Sinemsebenzini wethu esiwenzayo, siyaqakathekisa kakhulu ukusebenza kakhulu ngimele esingathi male involvement in our programming, because they are called to bring a change agent, and they can also be champions. Just Kanela and Daveni, Zohuli, and Miso Matuba, Kaga to the community. So, I am going to be able to try to focus on the Nababu Girl Child to cheer a boy child, to be sure of our country. Then, the Guti is slightly the Esizamuki is given by. Ikhubeke ngokumfami yale-social life ukuthi izinto zenziwa so. So kuqakathekile ukuthi in our programming emsebenzini esiwenzayo, it bring everyone on board. Boys also need to be educated ukuthi labo balamzayo njalo balama-responsibility, njalo labo kuqakathekile ukuthi babekwazi ukuthi i-violence ayisonto enhle, njalo labo-abuse, labo-sexual abuse. So siyakhuthaza emsebenzini wethu ukuthi wonke umuntu abe yingxenye, abe khona.
Siyabonga Songo, isikhathi yiso esisuke sasibalekela. Thank you so much for being part of the program today, and that brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I am Thabo Kancube.